Public Broadcasting Network.
That, sir, your host on Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this 21st day of May 2024, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. Russian forces are returning to Kharkov as Ukraine's strategic crisis expands. They're stretching the Ukrainian lines very thin. They're wrapping their way around 40 to 45,000 Ukrainian troops, and Ukraine's own commander of his military admits they have no replacements. Here's a report. In Ukraine, Russia is beginning to compound its advantages by stretching Ukrainian forces along a wide front. Russia is overcoming the limitations of its undertrained army. Russia has now begun an early phase of the anticipated summer offensive with a renewed attack on Kharkov. In the past days, Russian troops crossed the Ukrainian border, occupying a number of villages. Ukraine spent months fortifying Kharkov, but storming the city is not how Russia intends to fight. The Russian target is the Ukrainian army, and against this target, it has begun compounding its advantages. The Russian forces attacking Ukraine have now expanded to 510,000. This means Russia has established a significant superiority over the armed forces of Ukraine. The front spans almost 1,200 kilometers along Ukraine's northern border. Now, Chernihiv, Russian sabotage group, continually probe Ukrainian positions. A large group of forces near Belgorod has long threatened to push towards Sumy or Kharkov and has made its presence felt with fire, having stretched the Ukrainians out. The contours of the offensive are easy to discern. First will be the push against Kharkov. Ukraine must commit troops to defend its second largest city. Given the size of the Russian group of forces in the area, it will draw in reserves of critical material from air defense to artillery second. Russia will apply pressure on the other end of the line, initially threatening to reverse Ukraine's gains from its 2023 offensive and putting at risk the city of Zaporizhia. Ukraine should be able to blunt this attack, but it will require a commitment of reserves unit, and I've already mentioned they do not have forces. Meanwhile, Germany has absurdly suggested that Ukraine ought to be provided with long-range missiles to hit Russian targets. Politico reports, very disturbing. Give Ukraine the long-term missiles it needs. But Putin has already explained that if they do that, in this case, Germany would be held responsible. So what's going on here is really a proposition for obliterating Berlin, Cologne, other major cities in Germany. Now, Revolver has the most interesting piece. How back in 2011, Julian Assange was already predicting that U.S. taxpayers would create a new generation of Ukrainian multimillionaires. And we know that's exactly right. Biden keeps sending more and more money to Ukraine, even though the situation there is completely hopeless. And the Ukrainians keep pocketing the money. One of the reasons the defenses of Kharkov aren't going to withstand any assault by Russia is they're non-existent. The money that was given for them was sent off to fake companies, shell companies, to go into the pockets of the oligarchs. Meanwhile, just to show the limited vision of many in Eastern Europe. Warsaw's left-wing mayor bans display of Christian crosses in public buildings. How bad is this? Warsaw mayor, Rafał Trzaskowski, has signed an order banning the display of religious symbols such as a Christian cross in public buildings. The move is said to be driven by a desire to combat discrimination. What kind of discrimination are we talking about? Warsaw is the first city in Poland to adopt such a measure, said Monica Booth, a spokeswoman for the mayor. Under the rules, crosses cannot be hung on walls, something common in Poland, a country where Catholics are the majority. Staff also cannot display religious symbols on their desks. All official events are to be secular in nature, so they cannot include any kind of prayer. This is rather like taking the God or prayer out of the schools. How bad is that? Meanwhile, as we all know, Iran's president has been confirmed dead. At the time, there were a total of 9 who were on board when the aircraft went down in Iran's East Azerbaijan province. An analyst told Al Jazeera lack of communication from the helicopter pilot or other crew members left no doubt it was a serious controllability problem. It appears to have been very abrupt. War News 24 is reporting Putin has called the ambassador of Iran for information. Let's find the real causes of the crash. I submit there are really only 2, that it was shot down by a missile or that there was a bomb already on board that could be detonated remotely. My suspicion is it was a bomb put on board that can easily be done by maintenance personnel at airports where the hangars were stored. Russia sees, as does Turkey, the possibility, I say prospect, of sabotage of the helicopter of Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi as existing. According to fully verified information, Russian President Vladimir Putin called an emergency meeting with Russian defense and security officials at his Kremlin office on Sunday, 10 p.m., to discuss the crash of the Iranian president's chopper. He then asked the Iranian ambassador in Moscow to attend the meeting. Russia is ready to assist in the investigation into the causes of the helicopter crash, they have asserted. My dear friend, my colleague Gavin Barrett, has talked about in an interview with Richie Allen, he's maybe the most popular radio host in the world, with whom I used to do a lot of interviews until my Sandy Hook case became too hot to handle. Kevin talks about Israel having done it. They're extremely desperate right now, he suggests. Their genocide in Gaza has gained them nowhere. They've fallen into a trap of their own making through the crazed rage that was their response to the very successful raid by Hamas on October 7th. Kevin seemingly oblivious that this was an orchestrated inside job. So they've been busily slaughtering women and children ever since, but they're still losing the military fight. And the world has turned against them. Netanyahu, in particular, and his faction will only stay in power. They can keep this war getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I think he's got that right. And Iran is their main adversary. They've been trying to drag the U.S. into an all-out war with Iran since 9/11, which was designed to take out 7 countries in 5 years. And by far, the most important was number 7, Iran. They tried everything from stealing American nuclear weapons with the complicity of then Vice President Dick Cheney. I'll bet that's something most of you did not know. Toward the end of the Bush-Cheney regime, they've tried everything in the book. And now Netanyahu and his friends are getting down. They need to turn this into World War III. They need to drag the U.S. into their war against Iran. And by murdering the Iranian president, they guarantee that Iran, once it determines that that's what happened, is going to have to retaliate. And that, of course, would be spun as a provocation that leads to the war. Now, a very good analyst has suggested to me that the response might be to assassinate Donald Trump and blame it on Iran. Now, remember, Trump already has earned the animus of Iran by the assassination of Soleimani, which was outrageous, a violation of Iraqi airspace. He was lured there on an alleged peace mission by the U.S. Department of State, and then Trump had him taken out with a drone. Most of you will have heard me observe one point or another. This was an unforgivable act. He's, of course, made many other gestures to pacify Israel, moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, declaring the Golan Heights belong to Israel, unfunding the U.N. Refugee Organization, handling the Palestinians. Now, of course, more recently, he's come out against the protesters. He's gone all in for the slaughter, his only complaint being they aren't killing Palestinians fast enough. Those are good reasons why he might be a target of the wrath of Iran, but mark my words, this was done by Israel. And it's because, given all the talk he's had about America first, securing the border and all that, the Israelis view Trump as unreliable. In other words, not completely reliable. They can't be certain they can manipulate him. That's why they have been ecstatic about having the walking cadaver Joe Biden in office. He's totally malleable. It's not even the real Joe. So they get everything they want. And have they got it in spades? Endless money, support weapons. Yes, there was that feeble claim of withholding weapons and that a red line, but it meant nothing. Biden's gone forward, continues to arm. And the idea, of course, of taking out Trump, they're all for the dissolution, the destruction of the United States. Remember, back in 2020, Netanyahu, the PM, was overheard saying that America is the golden calf. We're going to suck it dry and chop it into pieces and leave it as nothing but a giant welfare state because that's what we do with nations we hate. Don't suffer any illusions. They hate America. Now, it's interesting, in his article, he talked about how plane crashes are used as a common method of assassination. And the case of Paul Wellstone, which I and Don Forero's Jacob investigated, why Gavitt did not cite our book, American Assassination, The Strange Death of Senator Paul Wellstone, I do not know. But I'm offering links here about that in a lecture I give. It was part of a triple three-parter before I retired from the University of Minnesota Duluth campus in November. I did a three-hour lecture, an hour on JFK, an hour on 9/11, and an hour on Wellstone. Well, I've given you the link here to the Wellstone part. And then I flew up an expert, a PhD in physics with an expertise in electromagnetism, John Costella. And John and I tramped around in the snow in 35 below zero weather, picking up parts of the plane wreckage from the Wellstone crash. And John, whose specialty is electromagnetism, figured out how they'd done it by creating an electromagnetic field that would cause all the computerized components on the plane to pop if they could get the plane into the field, which they did by manipulating GPS. Heretofore, no one had thought it was even possible. But the evidence I put together made it unmistakable. That's exactly what they had done. So those who want to know more about what happened to a great American hero, Paul Wellstone, check it out. Meanwhile, here we have possible broader plot behind Slovak premier shooting. Indications emerge that the gunman was part of a group. This is by John Leake, who has very interesting stuff. As I noticed in my post last week of the man who shot Slovak VM, Robert Visco, who is Sirajash Sintulat, seemed to me no apparent political group affiliation does not necessarily mean that Scintilla was not influenced or directed by someone else. Scintilla's online political rants re-expresses strong emotion, but shifting opinions could have flagged him as a man who could be approached and influenced by an agent serving powerful interests. In this hypothetical scenario, he may have fallen under the influence of an agent who presented himself under false pretenses. Remember that I've explained before, he was opposed to Ukrainian aid. When he came into office, he shut it down. He wasn't going along with the WHO pandemic, and he was objecting to bilateral agreements with NATO nations that were wanting to send their forces to Ukraine, believing this was a recipe for disaster and an expanded war with Russia. He, of course, was right on all counts, but that meant there were three prime suspects for his assassination: Ukraine, the WHO, and NATO. My bet is Ukraine. Meanwhile, Joaquin Agopian has published a new piece on my blog, A Lawless World Driven to the Brink of War and Political Assassination. It begins as follows. On Monday, May 20th, with the UN's International Criminal Court prosecutor issuing arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, along with three Hamas leaders for war crimes, and President Biden again repeated, what's happening is not genocide. We reject that. Still insisting that Zionist Israel is not engaging in genocide against Palestinian people. We live in an increasingly dangerous world. This comes just days after a failed assassination attempt on an EU national leader, and then the sudden death of Iran president and foreign minister. Today's outrageous tempo of disturbing world events is extremely ominous. In fact, every single day now, we're waking up to more perilously foreboding signs of endgame collapse, imminent world war between top nuclear powers, political assassinations, and yes, a polarized, seemingly out of control world, chaotically growing exponentially more unstable and violent by the week. This unending stream of unfolding incidents signify escalating global destabilization, the globalist deliberate controlled demolition of our planet gone mad. None of this is by chance nor by accident. It simply reflects a systematic breakdown by diabolical design of all life as we've known it. Destructive omens of accelerating up evil and potential mad death appear near daily now, coming in large, shocking doses. Imagine the effect of taking out Trump. He's a guy who to Israel could be more helpful dead than alive. Meanwhile, Gaza City snipers continue to take out senior Israeli military officers. The Israelis really bit off more than they could chew when they went after Hamas. But remember, when Netanyahu says they got to root out Hamas, they got to destroy Hamas, as Israelis use the word, every Palestinian supports Hamas. Every Palestinian is part of Hamas. So don't let yourself be fooled or played. They're out to kill them all, every single one. Meanwhile, Zero Hedge reports, fierce fighting gets closer to U.S.-built Gaza Pier just as initial aid rolls off. A global coverage of the Gaza crisis has focused on the Israeli offensive in the southern city of Rafah of late. Fierce battles have erupted in the north of the Strip over the last several days, especially in Jubalia, where the IDF military is in a fierce anti-insurgent-style battle set amidst narrow alleyways. The city, which lies 2.5 miles north of Gaza City, saw return of Hamas fighters after the IDF months ago conquered it. It's long been deep among the ship's permanent refugee camps. There are reports Israeli armor smashed deep into the heart of the camp in the city. right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis. Gold, a valuable thing to store. The power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Well, the Truth Seeker is a nice piece, how the wheels came off Israel's Gaza invasion, very consistent with what Kevin Barrett was asserting about Israel losing the war. It should be noted that when Israel launches operation into Gaza, Prime Minister Netanyahu assured Israelis that total victory was only weeks away. More than 6 months after Netanyahu's initial prediction, Israel is far from total victory. Instead, with hundreds of Israeli soldiers killed in an inconclusive campaign, Israel now has to face the prospect of a bloody stalemate at best. If not defeat, maybe even the end of Israel as a viable nation state at worst. This may explain why the following report from a Zionist own news outlet make wildly overestimated claims about Hamas losses, as when it reports that it's fair to assume that from each battalion of 1,000 Hamas, some 300 would have escaped. You can see if Samoa had suffered such casualties of more than 70%, it would be more ready to come to terms with Israel. But it is not. When the Israeli Defense Forces announced Hamas had been dismantled in northern Gaza, the troops had good reason to believe their job was done. In the densely populated neighborhood of Jabalia, the devastation from weeks of heavy fighting was extreme. Even streets and blocks no longer exist, replaced by deep craters created by Israeli airstrikes and demolition crews. Despite the destruction, however, Hamas has mounted a resurgence in the area, bombarding Israel with rocket fire from the ruins of the city. Yes, it continues unabated. And of necessity, Israel is having to continue to conduct its efforts to regain control where they're losing again and again and again to Hamas, which continues to fight a courageous fight. And here, I'm sorry for an interruption I have to deal with. Here we go. Back to the fray. Israel says they can't commit genocide because the only genocide is the Holocaust. How outrageous is that? This coming from UN's Review, Andrew England. What a wonderful guy. Here's a tweet. Israel accuses South Africa of taking their case to the ICJ on behalf of Hamas. With dignity and courage, South Africa responds, the case was taken on behalf of innocent Palestinians who are the victims of a genocide. Well, first off, the Holocaust didn't happen, he reports. He's right, it was a complete hoax. These lying Jews show you a pile of old shoes and say it means 6 trillion of them were gassed to death in fake shower rooms with wooden doors. Do you believe that? I don't. What the Jews are doing right now in Gaza is the first actual legitimate genocide in that they are attempting to exterminate an entire race of people. Maybe this happened sometimes in recent history, but nothing like this has happened in 1,000 years. Very nice piece. And of course, I can confirm the whole idea of claiming the Holocaust was real is just rubbish, complete nonsense. Meanwhile, South Africa delivers a scathing follow-up to Israeli genocide case as Israel continues to block aid. As always, they take information here from this web source and report it. Let's check out one of their reports they have, one of their stories, which is, alas. Oh, problem manipulating the outcome here once again. But bear in mind, South Africa has been upholding its end, the International Criminal Court, the International Court of Justice, even the United Nations, have all been standing tall for Palestine, affirming the case of genocide against Israel, which, for anyone who's been following the news 24/7, as it's been reported again and again, leaves no doubt about the reality of the situation, where the Israelis continue to lie and lie and lie again. Remember, even an Israeli former minister of education acknowledged it was a trick. When they're criticized in Europe, they bring up the Holocaust. In America, anti-Semitism.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Now
I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Well, things are getting interesting in New York with a trial. Jonathan Turley reported in the New York Post, Trump trials in tatters after Michael Cohen's otherworldly testimony. The completion of the testimony of Michael Cohen left the prosecution of Donald Trump like the star witness in tatters. It was the final day of cross-examination. Cohen admitted to committing larceny and stealing tens of thousands of dollars from his client. Even more notably, he admitted to the larceny on the stand after the statute of limitations had passed. There'll be no dead felony zapped back into life against Cohen as it was against Trump. Cohen clearly has found a home for his unique skill as a convicted, disbarred serial perjurer. Yes, as a key witness for the Democrats prosecuting political crimes. It's not the first time prosecutors looked the other way, as Cohen admitted to major criminal conduct in a prior hearing. Cohen admitted under oath that he lied in a previous case where he pled guilty to lying. If that's a bit confusing, it was just another day in the life of Michael Cohen, who appears only willing to tell the truth if he has no other alternatives. The result is truly otherworldly. You have a disbarred lawyer not only casually discussing lies and uncharged crimes, but prosecutors who proceed to get him to remind the jury that he's not facing any further criminal charges. If any one of those jurors had stolen tens of thousands, they would be given a fast trip to the hooscow. Yet Cohen then matter-of-factly said he plans to run for Congress due to his name recognition. The ultimate proof that it doesn't matter whether you're famous or infamous, so long as they spell your name right. I love Jonathan Turley. He's wonderful. Thus, the Epic Times report. Trump lawyers rest their case in New York criminal trial. President, President, President. I don't know what's going on here. Something happened there. Anyway, they've rested their case in the Trump trial. Now it'll be left in the hands of the juror whores. We'll see about the jury instructions. Meanwhile, David Icke has given an interview where he's talked about the Zionist infiltration of Judaism on the one hand and the weaponization of migration. Joining today is David Icke. He's quite a brilliant guy, in my opinion. Here to discuss what he's coined as a mainstream alternative media and how it's being used to control perception and drive establishment agendas. We call it the mainstream media here. We also discuss a highly contentious issue of Zionism and how the two topics intersect. We highlight Zionism, manipulation of Judaism, as well as its roots in what David calls a Sabbatean cult. This is a very real foundational aspect of Zionism that historically has inserted itself into foreign religions or foreign governments in the interest of surreptitiously perusing their agenda, typically at the expense of a foreign entity. An important spotlight on that very point is our discussion of weaponized migration, the U.S. southern border, and now this leads back to the same problem. Nice. You got the links here. Meanwhile, the pathological liar Biden continues to arm Israel's genocidal operation with $1 billion worth of weapons, despite claims of cutting weapon shipments to Israel if Netanyahu orders a major invasion of the city of Rafah. President Biden's admin is pushing through $1 billion in weapon transfers to Israel, even though the invasion has begun. The move has to be approved by Congress, according to the Wall Street Journal. The $1 billion worth includes $700 million in tank ammo, $500 million in tactical vehicles, $60 million in mortar rounds. It remains unclear when the arms will be sent. Earlier in May, when he announced halting the sale of weapons to Israel, which he acknowledged have been used to kill civilians in Gaza, Biden assured the U.S. would continue to provide defensive weapons, including for the Iron Dome air defense system. The other shipments would end should a major ground invasion of Rafah begin. But of course, the ground invasion has begun, and nevertheless, we're continuing to send shipments. How bad is this? House GOP advances bill to arm Israel while a battle over support continues. House Republicans push forward a new bill to make President Biden send weapons to Israel for its fight against Hamas terrorists. The Democrats had to pick between supporting Biden or supporting Israel and Jewish voters. They chose to support President Biden. House passes bill forcing Biden to arm Israel, catches Democrats in political crossfire. House passed the Israeli Security Supplemental Assistance Act 34-187. Only 16 Democrats joining the Republican majority. The bill, written by Representative Ken Calvert, a California Republican, aimed to respond to Biden's decision to pause arms shipments to Israel over concern about civilian casualties. The bill would force the admin to send weapons to Israel and release any held back arms to continue the genocide. What's nice to see we have bipartisan support here. How about that? Meanwhile, it's happening.
They denied it for the best part of a year, but now it's in the pipeline.
The Biden administration is considering a plan. Some Palestinians fleeing the war would be offered a permanent safe haven here in the U.S.
The Biden administration just handed Israel part of a $95 billion aid package to continue its war on Hamas. 71% of Palestinians supported Hamas's actions on October 7th, using your taxpayer dollars to fly them directly into the U.S. $481 million to settle migrants in U.S. cities, permanent residency and resettling benefits like housing assistance, precisely what Israel wanted from the start. An Israeli intelligence ministry document leaked in October last year called on European countries and Canada to facilitate the absorption and settlement of much of the Palestinian population. What could possibly go wrong? They denied it for the best part of a year, but now it's in the pipeline.
The Biden administration is considering a plan. Some Palestinians fleeing the war would be offered a permanent safe haven here.
Remember, that's the whole idea behind this war. They want to either kill or expel every Palestinian. And now the U.S. is going to be highly accommodating. We're going to take all the Palestinian refugees. This is, we're taking everyone from Nicaragua, Cuba, Colombia, Haiti, you name it. We're taking them. We're giving them housing. We're giving them money. We're giving them supplies. We ain't going to have no nation left by the time this is over. Meanwhile, with regard to that very bill, the House has passed a bill designed to force shipments of U.S. heavy munitions to Israel. The Republican-led U.S. House passed a bill Thursday forcing Biden to send weapons to Israel, seeking to rebuke the Democrat for delaying the bomb shipment as he urged Israel to do more to protect civilians during its war with Hamas. Again, I repeat, remember, for Israel, every man, woman, and child in Gaza is Hamas. So when they talk about wiping out Hamas, they're talking about wiping out every man, woman, and child in the entire region. That is the objective. Don't be fooled. Don't have any doubt. Meanwhile, watch. Psycho New York City cops attack protesters on the street for criticizing Israel, arrest at least a dozen. And bear in mind, some of our stories are more or less current. This one is actually dated the 19th. A massive demonstration in the street of New York in support of Palestine against the ongoing war, despite facing police suppression and arrest. Here. The police are given a lesson in democracy and freedom at the Bay Ridge area, less than 7 miles from the Statue of Liberty. The most important constitutional right of American citizen guaranteed by the First Amendment is being kicked and beaten. And they have additional footage here. Nasty, nasty stuff, as I've explained before. This is part of the consequence of sending our police forces to Israel to be trained, where they learn to treat American civilians the way the Israelis treat Palestinians. Are you surprised? Meanwhile, billionaires are funding protests and donating millions to House Dems. For President Biden and congressional Democrats, a fierce party division over campus protests and the war in Gaza is full of warning signs for the 2024 election year. The unrest is unlikely to stop when universities break for the summer. Protesters are pledging to disrupt the August Democrat convention planned to be held in Chicago. Most House Dems have been reticent on the anti-Semitic protests. Mind you, that's really anti-genocide protests. So you get a sense from what point of view this is being written. And encampments roiling college graduates this month for a handful have vocally defended or even celebrated the student protests as a display of protected free speech. That is certainly my position. They are protected free speech. Meanwhile, get this, $600 million spent on the 2024 election by 50 families. The vast majority of the money, $416 million, is going to Republicans or conservative groups hell-bent on renewing the Trump tax cut for the wealthy and slashing vital services for working people. This is how billionaires rig our tax code and the economy. They view those contributions as investments. Meanwhile, a shift. AIPAC favorite David Trone goes down in Maryland. The billionaire owner of Total Wine left his House seat in Maryland's 6th District to run for the Senate Tuesday night. He lost the Democrat primary to George County Executive Angela, also Brooks, by double digits. Rohn pumped more than $60 million into his campaign, spending almost 10 times more than also Brooks. In Congress, Trone was a staunch opponent of the BDS movement, even stopped donating to the ACLU over their defense of boycotts. He was an AIPAC donor, contributing at least $100,000 to the lobbying organization every year, and he lost. That is a good sign, a very good sign. Meanwhile, and this is very disturbing to me, here you have RFK back in 2016 endorsing, guess who? Hillary Clinton.
New Yorkers come from everywhere. The best people from all over the country in every walk of life gravitate towards New York. We produce the leaders that have articulated a vision for America of a community of all kinds of different people who go together because we share a value. It is against everything we stand for as a state to say that you can't participate in public life in this state because you weren't born here. We should be proud in our state that we've gotten somebody of the quality and the timber and the character of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, the caliber of the character of Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine? A lot of us believe, by the way, that she would never have become senator from New York had not JFK Jr. been taken out in another plane crash just as he was coming into Martha's Vineyard. There were many strange aspects of that, but I am convinced what happened here was indeed an assassination of JFK Jr., and I believe it was because Hillary wanted the Senate seat and would brook no opposition. Bear in mind, the Clinton body count is around 200. They do not tolerate anyone opposing their political gambits. It does not matter who you are, young, old, famous, obscure. If you're in Hillary's way, stand by. Something bad is almost certainly going to happen to you. Meanwhile, the Gateway Pundit reports, ex-CDC director admits significant side effects of COVID vaccine in young, healthy people. Calls for independent review, similar to the 9/11 Commission. Dr. Robert Redfield, the former director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, has come forward with serious allegations against health agencies claiming they suppressed information about significant side effects of COVID vaccines in younger populations. I don't think any of us have any doubt about it. But in this case, it's coming from an especially authoritative source. Dr. Robert Redfield worked as CDC director from 2018 to January 2021. I would say he was moved out just in time. According to Dr. Redfield, the potential risks associated with the vaccine were deliberately downplayed, which has led to severe health complications for some individuals. During a televised discussion with Chris Cuomo, a COVID vaccine injured person himself, Dr. Redfield expressed his concerns about the lack of transparency from major public health institutions such as the NIH, the FDA, and the CDC. Dr. Redford suggested the establishment of an independent review commission akin to the post-9/11 commission to thoroughly investigate the decision made during the pandemic across the previous and current administrations.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
A few words more from the Gateway Pundit article about Dr. Robert Redfield. Earlier this month, U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention officials found evidence that the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna COVID vaccines caused multiple deaths before claiming that there was no evidence linking the vaccines to any deaths. However, the CDC hid this key information from the public. They had it before the vax was put out there. They knew damn well it was going to bring about massive death and damage to Americans, including young people. Meanwhile, a positive sign. Mercedes-Benz backtracks on full EV transition among sales slump. Surprise, surprise. Luxury automaker Mercedes-Benz has backed off its previously announced plan to sell only electric vehicles after 2030. Thursday, the company made the announcement, serving as more evidence the auto industry across the globe isn't feeling as positive as it once did about the future of all electric vehicles. All this comes as sales growth has slowed considerably. Just 3 years ago, Mercedes was so bullish about its plug-in powertrain vehicles that it announced it would only sell EVs by 2030. When it made that announcement, it said all gas-powered vehicles were to be completely phased out where markets allowed. Now, however, the markets seem to be dictating that those plans are not realistic. In the fourth quarter earnings statement Mercedes put out this week, the company said it expects only 50% of its sales to be for all electric. That marks a huge drop from the outlook it once had. As such, hybrids and gas-powered vehicles will now be part of the future for Mercedes-Benz for years. In the report it released this week, Mercedes officials said customers and market conditions will set the pace of the transformation. The company plans to be in position to cater to different customer needs, whether it's all-electric drivetrain or electrified combustion engine, until well into the 2030s. EV sales in Europe significantly outpace those in North America. But even there, where the company is based, Mercedes expects it'll be transitioning. Mercedes does not expect to be transitioning to an all-EV fleet anytime soon. Ezola Kousinas, Mercedes CEO, reported to Reuters recently, it's not going to be 100% in 2030 from the whole European market, but probably from the Mercedes side as well. We'll be right back, and I'll take your calls.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this 21st day of May 2024, where I take your calls. First up to bat from New Mexico, Thomas, join the conversation.
Thank you, Jim. I got a breaking news. Hang on, if I could pull it up on my phone. Stand by.
Sure.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. You have internet. I know you have to have internet, right, Dr. Jim?
Of course. Of course.
Can you go to HalTurnerRadio.com and then breaking news, chief of Iran, national police assassinated. And that happened. And also now.
Your computer has been moved.
Iran.
For IP address without your knowledge or consent to visit. Hey,
hang on.
Contains identity.
I got into
to unlock the computer.
They hit me with a security thing when I sought to go there. This is serious. I may have to restart. I'm very sorry to say. This is not good. Hang on. You continue to talk about this while I'll get back in the saddle. Bad.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just barely, but I'm being, I've been hit.
To unlock the computer, please call.
Hang on, it's a scam. It's a scam.
Hal Turner Radio, also on Hal Turner Radio, Iran Intelligence Service Chief assassinated. Can you hear me? I lost Dr. Jim. Well, this is on Hal Turner Radio Show, Iran Intelligence Service Chief assassinated. The head of the Iranian Intelligence Service of, if I could pronounce that right, Lorestan province in Iran, has been assassinated. This comes after the chief of Iran National Police was also assassinated today, and then it goes to another link.
Yeah, well, I've never thought it was an accident, to tell you the truth, and I've reported Moscow believes it was not an accident, and it appears we're going to have an investigation. Putin has called for an investigation. So, but what you're talking about is another, and what's going to be a whole lot of assassination taking place. I guarantee you, these are Israeli operations. No one should have any doubt about it. Do you have anything more?
Yes, sir, you're right on target.
Yes, yes, yes.
Dr. Jim, I was concerned about you because we lost you there. Now you're back. Is your internet okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back.
I found those two links on Steve Quayle's website, and then it takes you to Hal Turner's radio show, and that's where I found that the chief of Iran National Police assassinated, And then the other link, Iran Intelligence Service Chief Assassinated. Also, I sent you an email, Dr. Jim, from myself, One Blue Raven at protonmail.com. And
yes.
I also sent you a third link because I found something. I don't know if it, but you got to watch out for scams on Craigslist. But it sounds like maybe somebody really is trying to give away a trailer for free. And I sent you the link. And if it's legit, then somebody could use it, maybe use it for storage. And they'll have a free trailer. I found out the trailer has no kitchen, no bathroom, just rooms. And a woman in West Cliff, Colorado, is trying to give away a trailer. And I sent you the link to your email.
Thomas, the trailer is irrelevant, but your part about the assassination of the chief of police is highly relevant. And Israel is trying to create chaos in Iran. Thank you for that, Thomas. Very, very good.
All right.
You got it.
Check your email, Dr. Jim. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it. Rick in Arizona. Rick, join the conversation.
Yeah, good afternoon, Doctor. Say, I want to put this myth of Donald Trump giving us energy independent to sleep once and for all. Fracking oil created a problem for the oil industry in the United States because it created a glut. And the glut was caused by Jimmy Carter's ban on anything that was pumped out of the ground could not be exported. So this glut was building up, and sooner or later it was going to break out into dropping prices at the pump. But it wasn't Donald Trump who rescued the oil industry. It was Barack Obama. And it happened in the last budget that he signed before Trump became president, when Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota and John Hoeven of North Dakota, both senators, one Democrat, Heidi Heitkamp, and Hoeven, a Republican, introduced legislation into this huge omnibus budget bill that lifted Jimmy Carter's ban on exporting crude oil out of the United States and on into the world market. That budget was signed by...
Let me ask you a question, Rick. I know you love to come on and give us little bashes at Trump, and I've obviously lost a lot of enthusiasm for the guy myself because of his support for genocide in Israel. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Let me ask you, Rick.
No. The inflation has totally destroyed my purchase ability. And you got to remember, the inflation, a big chunk of it, and let's not give Trump off the list, off the hook here, he spent $8.2 trillion in 4 years. That's twice as much as Obama spent in 8 years. This inflation that's all dumped on Biden is a bum rap. Trump is just as responsible for this inflation disaster as anybody else.
Okay, Rick, we get it. We get it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Always appreciate hearing the other side of the story. Booba in Colorado. Booba, join us. Give us the latest from your take.
Okay, this has nothing to do with everything they're broadcasting on broadcast. Right. You will be murdered. You and your families are set to be murdered. This is a fact. There's total obstruction for these bastards inside America that are going to start the murdering. And they're using this election as a cover screen. And they're using all this other garbage around the world as a cover. The murders are going to take place here. There's nothing you and your groups can whine about that'll stop this. If you're not behind their razor wire, where only your ashes will get out, you will be murdered immediately. That's what's coming. They're already organized. We've seen this. We know it. It's real-time satellites see groups gathering in remote areas of the United States of America being armed and ready to move in. I told you, this general told us they're going to not let this man get in office. They're not going to let him in. Even if the election was his favor, they're not going to let him in because he's got to wait from that November results, and it's going to take a week or something. You know how they do that. Until January 20th. That's not going to happen. We're just telling you. The only chance you've got is someone outside of the Justice Department. That's us. Bubba Scout Rim. I don't care if you call us anarchists, terrorists. If you say, they're white supremacists. Oh, that's the rednecks. Oh, damn. Did you hear what they said? They said everyone's getting murdered. As long as you clip Bubba Scout Rednecks, we have no choice. We have to cross. They tried to murder us back in the first decade. It didn't work. They've gone into more advanced ways. You will be murdered. It doesn't matter how many guns you save. It doesn't matter what goals you got. It doesn't matter if you save food. You will be murdered. There's a total murder plot on. And we've seen on real-time satellite. No, they're gathering forces now. It's not later. So why don't you do yourselves a favor? Just mention our name. That'll strike fear. We have to do this. It's a prosecution under Public Law 109-364, Section 1076. How come we know the law? Because you're not entitled to. How come we're outside the Justice Department? Because we figured it out. How come the Army War College Command Staff calls us outstanding? Because it's their war plan. How come the Justice Department can't do a damn thing? Because we're a military jurisdiction at the top of the Pentagon. You have one chance. This is it. Bubba, Scout, Rev. Call sign hey. Right here.
Bubba, I can't say you're wrong for sure. I don't mind your coming on and warning us because I'm worried. I'd rather be over-prepared than under, and you're doing the job. Thanks for another call. Joe in Florida. Joe, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. You know, you're talking about the attempted assassination of Robert Fico, Slovakian prime minister, and then the assassination of the Iranian president. Made me think, and I was going to say, within 1 week, but then I looked, it's actually 4 days. So they attempted to murder Fico, or the Slovakian prime minister, on the 15th, and then they successfully assassinated Raisi on the 19th. Now, this goes to my theory, if you'll bear with me. We have to start thinking of this as one war, okay? This is one Jewish war. We have the Ukrainian thug mafia. It's a Jewish war against Russia, okay? And they think nothing of trying to assassinate. I'm sure they're behind the attempted assassination of Fico. And then, of course, the same group, okay? It's the same people. Maybe it's a little different faction, you know, maybe more nationalist or internationalist. But these are Jews, too. Satanic Jews in the state of Israel, murdering a president of a country, outrageous. So if we're thinking of it that way, then we'll begin to get at least into a position where we can start thinking, how do we respond to this problem? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And because, in my opinion, America is in a, look, there's a war going on. It's a fight between good and evil, okay? And America's on the wrong side. You know what I mean? If we continue to back the Jewish psychopaths who are behind both of these conflicts, which is really one conflict, going down. What do you think?
No, I think you're right. I actually think you're right, Joe. I think thinking of it as one war with different fronts. So you got a front in Ukraine, you got a front in Gaza, you got it now, they're trying to create a front in Iran. They're acting out of desperation, but they can be very effective. They can do a lot of damage. And I think we're only seeing the beginning, Joe. Remember, they've declared that the New World Order cannot move forward without Ukraine. So if Russia defeats them in Ukraine, Russia has defeated the New World Order. Well, they're going to fight back every possible way they can. So I think your suggestion is totally appropriate, and I support it, Joe. Say more.
Yeah, exactly. And so here's the thing, and I thought of an analogy. So with respect to America, how do we respond to it? So here's the analogy, if you bear with me. Okay, you got three people in a car. One is a crazed psychopath, and he's got the steering wheel, and he's driving 100 miles an hour towards an obvious cliff, okay? Then there are two other people in the car with him. One guy has a blue shirt on. You could call him a Democrat. And one guy has a red shirt on. You could call him a Republican. So what is the blue shirt guy? He grabs the steering wheel from the guy. And he says, oh, I've gotten the steering wheel. So I'm going to stay right on this course, but I'm only going to go 95 miles an hour. So then the guy with the red shirt, you could call him Republican, says, this is crazy. Get away. We have to stop. And he wrestles the steering away from the guy with the blue shirt on. And he says, all right. And he stays right on the course. And he says, I'm going to lower the speed to 90 miles an hour. You see, this is a false dichotomy between the Democrat, the blue team, and the Republican, the red team. They're both saying, you know, this Jewish power is driving us off the cliff. The solution for America is to get somebody, I won't say anybody, but somebody who will have the courage to agree, whatever else he does or she does, to stop the car. That's the solution. We don't need somebody claiming, oh, yeah, you know, we're still going to support this insane Jewish power that's driving us off the cliff. We have to have somebody with courage to name the Jew and put a limit on Jewish power, because it's obvious domestically and internationally. This is the problem with America. I'm not an anti-Semite, by the way. I have good friends that are Jewish. I don't hate Jewish people.
Yep.
But I recognize the damage that Jewish power is doing. We are literally heading off a cliff, and the best we can get is between how fast should we go? We'll go a little bit slower, but we're still going over the cliff. What do you think?
I think you're 100% correct, Joe. I'm in agreement with everything you've said here today. I think you got it right.
and I'll say, the last thing I'll say is, you know, it's hard not to be black-pilled, okay? But I will say that I'm going to give you a moment of hope, because it is kind of scary and depressing that we're recognizing. I actually do see a tiny glimmer of hope in the new generation of people, okay? And I'm not saying I agree. For instance, you've got the lefty lunatics who are kind of like with the blue hair, and they don't know what gender they are depending on the day of the week, okay? But but they recognize genocide, and they are putting their foot down and taking a moral stance. I'm talking about the students and people in their 20s today who are risking, in some cases, their future to say, no, not in my name. We have to stop the genocide. And by the way, I recognize there's a group, you know, Nick Fuentes, some of the Groypers, they're not perfect, but they actually are exactly the same message. I think there's a potential. I want to be hopeful. People like Matt Gaetz and AOC have actually seen a similar point of view on some of these issues. So that's my little optimist note, because I don't like to be such a negative person. Yeah. But I think if we can have a future, and it's really beyond the parties. The parties are dead. Yeah. Democrat, Republican don't mean anything anymore. But we can have a generation of people who agree with fundamental principles. Like, for instance, when you are being led by a psychopath group of people, you have to get those people away from the steering wheel. That's my final thought.
Joe, good stuff. Very good stuff. I like it. Thanks for all that.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you. Ciao.
You got it. Meanwhile, Joshua in New York. Joshua, join a conversation. We're going to hit the break. I'll carry you over. Go ahead.
Two main things.
Hold on. We got the break sooner than I thought. We'll be right back with you, Joshua. Sam.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea.
The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24 karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Okay, so what I got going on is Secret Service is supposedly being corrupted or something. It's no longer trusted because of the DEI or whatever. So if that's the case, that was on One America News, I think it was. They were talking about it. So the One America News station, whatever, that got taken down a couple years ago, that's still up, but like you got to like use the app or whatever. Yeah, so they supposedly were talking about it. So if that's the case, I'm not seeing it on the other news stations, but if that's the case, though, then that's going to be an easy setup for all types of, not just the president, like Donald Trump or anybody else to be assassinated, but like all types of senators, too, right? Senators and all that, whoever has Secret Service.
Think about what's the easiest way to create chaos in America. Shoot the presidential candidates. And remember,
not just that, but also the leaders, too. All other leaders, too. You know what I mean? If anyone can be a target because Secret Service is infiltrated, right? It's not just, everyone thinks about president, but they don't realize most of the people that are have the most best intel are going to be Secret Service for life protected in their families because of the intel. You know what I mean? So it's not just president. Actually, the president might not even have some intel because like the president have access to intel, but it doesn't mean they know everything. You know what I mean?
Whereas someone else might have. I don't think your intel argument is very weighty. What's weighty is they're breaking out a bunch of assassinations and they're going to bring them to America. And remember, RFK Jr. asked for presidential protection, then whom no candidate would be more deserving given what happened to his father and his uncle. And Biden refused. So I think they got Trump high on their list. Trump is not sufficiently trustworthy. Too much talk about America first, even though he seemed to have come around to the Israeli side. They can't trust him. I think they may find Trump more valuable to their agenda dead than alive. I think RFK Jr. is in a very precarious position. They don't give a damn about Biden. He's already a walking corpse anyway. The real Joe died, well, in 2017. Go ahead.
Speaking of Trump being passed over and killed off better, you heard about the Colonel McGregor. So there's this guy called Benjamin Fulford, and he looks like he's an Israeli dude, and he seems to have some good intel. He's on BitChute. You can find some videos. And he's talking about Colonel McGregor. Yeah, he's talking about Colonel McGregor being replacing Trump, and other people are saying that's not going to fly well for people. But what do you think about that? Because you're saying Trump's better off dead to them. What about if that's the case, then do you think that Trump's side is going to die and they're going to place him with Colonel McGregor? Because if that is the case, Netanyahu's for Israel, right? And if Netanyahu gets taken out like he is because he's being attacked for his warrants for arrest or whatever, and if Trump gets taken down too, he gets assassinated, in any war, after two generals have been taken out, the top generals that are supposed to be leading the charge, after the second one gets taken out and the third one replaces, like Colonel Gregor is going to, because he's old, it could be okay. At the same time, that's like really, really wishy-washy at that point. You know what I mean? Because if you start a war and your top general gets killed and replaced, and then that one gets killed or something happens and then they get replaced, that's gotcha, really, Ron. Really...
You're losing. You're losing me. I don't know who you mean by your top generals. Netanyahu's not a general. Trump's not a general.
Well, my point is a general is in like a leader.
So well, you want to be a little more precise. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah,
so
I think
this is a war. This is supposed to be a war for everything, not just military. Anyone that's knowing what's going on knows that it goes beyond military. It's also intel agencies, it's entertainment industry, it's history, it's science, it's all of this.
Well, I don't agree with the sweep of that. They're going to be much more specific and targeted. They're going to take out leading political figures, and I wouldn't be surprised if RFK Jr. and Trump were both on their list. So I'm glad you brought it up, Joshua. Did you have a final thought you want to add?
Well, I'm just glad that guy brought up the whole fact that he's saying looks like there's forces moving on the ground and he's panicking because I think everyone who's paying attention knows who's on what side. So it's good to know that you gave up that intel.
Thanks. John in Michigan. John, we haven't heard from you for a while. Join a conversation.
Well, thank you, Jim. A couple of things I'd like to bring to the forefront. Back in 2017, there was a meeting in San Francisco, and I forget who was got in secretly, and they planned on taking out. Their plan was to take out leaders in every city. This is it was a left wing, or just a radical group, because Trump got in, and they were going to be trained. And Cheney also, when he was around, I believe he put up a lot of camps throughout the country that even I remember hearing airline pilots were seeing these huge placement areas.
Stand by, John. Stand by. We're getting a break. We'll continue when we come back. Thanks for being here.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tldtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
John in Michigan, please do continue, John.
Yes, it was Bubba's call that reminded me of that meeting that was took place in San Francisco, and I think it was John Rappaport that got into the meeting to get this information, and he was talking about, Bubba was saying that they'll come and take you out. Well, it's very probable. We have over 200,000 Chinese in our country, military men that I think will be part of the UN force, and also many rebels from other countries that are probably being trained. And then there was the Gulen. He has a compound, I think, in Pennsylvania, and he's been in this country for years. He's I think, from Turkey, and he's been taking men out of prison, people out of prison, maybe women too, but to his compound and training them too. So we have a big hornet's nest in this country. Bush Sr. brought in this country after Iraq. He brought in thousands of Red Guard and placed them throughout the country. People just have to be prepared for chaos.
Why in the world did he do that, John?
Well, he's Bush Sr. He's a criminal. It was the whole thing in Iraq was a setup too. So he got, I think he got rewarded after he got out of office by flying to Kuwait and getting quite the amount of treasures to add to his coffer already. He's a criminal.
He had,
his father.
He had,
was,
He and Lansdale were the supervisors on the ground of the shooters in Dallas, you know. It's really terrible. He had this manner that was so deceptive. He seems like a nice kind of even grandfatherly guy. When he's an SOB to the core, he's a real, you know, the words I want to use, disgusting, John, yeah.
But he was involved with the Franklin cover-up, too, with the Boys Town.
Yeah.
These people are completely demonic and just disgusting. They call themselves Christians, but we're dealing with Zionist Christians, and I don't say I don't use the word Jewish anymore, it's Zionist. The Zionists are the ones running everything to the ground. But we have all these Christians that are in churches listening to Zionist information being spewed out by these
guys. What do you think of my anticipation they're going to bring assassinations right here to the U.S. to create chaos?
Well, that's what I was just telling you about, it's been planned it's not going to be an overnight. They've been planning it since 2017. And I just wanted to bring out some of that information, that we have all these different sanctions in our country already. And so I just think that there is going to be something this summer because all these cities are going to be so hot. Just think of being someone in the inner city without air conditioning and no education because you were dumbed down. You have nothing else to do. And supposedly, looking at my calendar, tomorrow is the start of the second Passover. I don't know what that means with their religion, but tomorrow, the 22nd,
good stuff. Yeah.
And I just wanted to bring one more thing up. You had a caller call in from California, and her intentions are good, but we're not in a constitutional government. We've been in bankruptcy since 1933, and everything's an agency. And all of these offices, whether they're state or federal, are the real offices are empty. And it's one reason why none of these people that are in our government now have to take an oath, because they can't. They can't take an oath because they're part of the corporation, just like the president.
Thanks, John.
The president is part of the corporation.
Thanks, John. What more reason the United States is falling apart in every possible way? Good call, John. Thank you so much. Frank in New York. Frank, I'm always glad to have you back. Your thoughts.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I want to also give a shout out to Rick in Arizona. He was on with Alex Jones today. You know, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Jim, when you're not on the other station, you know, we browse around a little bit. So he came up with that. And he made a good call to Alex. Alex gave him a long period of time, and he got a couple of good points in there, too, about the red flags and Hillary not getting jailed and, you know, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about Trump. Let me give you a list of the broken campaign promises, Jim, if I may.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Here we go. No wall, no jailing of Hillary. No bringing the troops home from the Middle East, no getting along with Russia, no overturning of Obamacare, no vaccine commission, no infrastructure, no voter integrity commission, no reinstatement of Glass-Steagall, and no defunding of the sanctuary cities. They were all promises. Here's some things he did. He hired more guys from Goldman Sachs, okay, in his first 2 years than Bush and Obama did in their 16 years. He pulled the rug out from under Roy Moore. He banned bomb stops by executive order. He bombed Syria based on a false flag incident. He sold billions of dollars of weapons to the Saudis, okay? And then the House and the Senate said, hey, you know, that's pretty bad what they're doing to the people over Yemen. Let's cut back on that. He vetoed that bill, okay? He pardoned a guy named Sholem Weiss, who screwed old people and insurance companies out of hundreds of millions of dollars. This guy was given bail. He took off. He went over to Europe. He was partying over there. They caught him. They brought him back. They were so mad, they gave him 800 and something years. Trump let him go. You know, Trump pardoned about 70 people last day. Julian Assange was not among them, which he should have been. I think we can all agree with that. And even Snowden, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and also, Jim, one time he was talking about the Muslims celebrating over in New Jersey on 9/11. We know it was the dancing Israelis. Trump should know that.
Yeah.
Why should come out?
Yeah, that's so good, Frank. Why did he talk about Muslims? They were Jews. They were the Israelis, for God's sake. Everyone knows. You're making a powerful case. I'm thoroughly disillusioned with Trump. Honestly, I am, Frank. I have no more
illusion. I'm glad you are, Jim.
Go ahead.
You know, I'll tell you, Jim, I was a big supporter of his. I live up here in Albany. You know, he came to here. He filled up the Pepsi Arena, which holds about 15,000, and he were turning thousands of people away. Hillary came up to this area. They stuck her over in a little town called Cahos. They put her in the gym over there. They had to let the kids out of school to fill the gym up. Okay, with 400 people. It was crazy, you know. I invested over $500 in Trump. I said, this guy can win. He sounds good. Yeah. You know, he had that meeting, that one-on-one with Barack Obama, and those things generally go 10 or 15 minutes. You know, this is like 2 days after the election. He came out of there. He looked like he saw a ghost. That thing lasted for an hour and a half, Jim. They generally go 10 to 15 minutes, okay? He came out. They had a body language reader, Daily Mail. If you go in there and check, you know, Obama, Trump one-on-ones. And you can see the fear in his eyes when he came out. He met with Paul Ryan, that creep, and Mitch McConnell, that creep. And you could see he was forcing smiles. But, you know, and the body language reader said he became fearful. Something was told in there. And I think he was told in there. You know, when he first, you know, started, he brings in Bill Barr and these other guys from the swamp. And Alex Jones is saying, well, you know, you got to fight creatures with the creatures. I said, what? You know what I mean? That's crazy. You know what I mean? Alex, I'll tell you, I was shocked that he let Rick talk as long as he did today, and Rick made a lot of good points, and I was glad to hear that. Maybe Alex is going to turn around. I think Trump, schmoozed him a little bit, and I think Alex is a little kind of still starstruck, but we'll have to see. Right. But I would suggest, Jim, all our listeners here, you know, we don't like Trump, and we know Biden's brutal. I voted for Trump the last time. You know what I mean? I didn't like it, but, you know, who's going to vote for Biden? We need a real third party. And if we can't get a third party, hey, let's everybody that's listens to your show write you in. We, you know, over half the people don't want Trump, and over half don't want Biden. And also, I say Jim Fetcher for president. You know, guy from Massachusetts, Dave from Massachusetts, when he was, you know, promoting you all the time, I think president sounds pretty good, President Fetcher. I'd love it, and I think all the listeners would. And I'll tell you, Jim, I know it would be better off for the country than the options we're going to get, okay?
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for that vote of
confidence. Thank you, Jim. You have a good day. Keep up the great work. I appreciate you.
Catherine in Virginia. Catherine, you're on the air.
Hi. Let me get closer to the phone. Hello, Professor. Professor, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
So, the topic of, I hear you a little muted. I don't know how you hear me. But anyway, there was a Jewish woman talking about the Israeli, you know, the supposed rapes of Israeli women, which is a total lie. There wasn't enough time. And anyway, so I don't watch the regular TV, but Davis Lerman, a new show on Speak Free, they were taking the interview apart piece by piece, and it's actually funny. but anyway, so this woman, I mean, it's so funny how so many Jews look so similar. I think her name is something like Steinberg or, you know, Streisand, maybe I don't know the woman, but I searched on YouTube, and it was the first two ones that came up. Chris Cuomo with a Jewish woman talking about Gaza rapes. And the first thing she's saying, well, the evidence she has is interviews, eyewitness accounts, just like they're lying Holocaust, and. And and this woman was saying, this Jewish woman was saying, oh, isn't it so terrible how rape is used in war? Like the Jews would never do that. I have
the
to
Jews
remember
would never do that.
What?
The Jews would never do that. That's rich.
Yes, like Jews would never like butter wouldn't melt in our mouths. And, you know, I happen to remember Julia Ehrenberg making that official Soviet policy to rape every German woman between 8 and 80. And you know that they rape boys, too. And, I mean, just a government that makes that official policy, rape of civilians, official policy of children and old people, and don't know this, so that's how they can get away with saying that. And so Davis Lerman and then Giuseppe came in, and they did a pretty good job of mocking both of them. And they were, Giuseppe or Davis, I can't remember which one, I think it was Giuseppe, was saying how they, you know, the Soviet Bolshevik Jews annulled, you know, made null and void Christian marriages and gave passes to any Jew to rape Christian women.
Catherine, give me a final thought. I got four more callers, and I only got 50 minutes.
Watch that interview, people.
Okay.
It's
good.
Confusing.
Thank you, Catherine. Good stuff. Care. John in Colorado. John, join the conversation.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Fetzer. The thing with Trump, it's really disappointing, but now after that, it's very not surprising at all what's happened. I'm just surprised. Can you hear me okay, Jim?
Yeah, very clearly. Go ahead.
Okay, hang on. Anyway,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm surprised that after the last election that because of what Trump did and all the influence he did to the Zionists, that they didn't put him back in office and let Biden take it. It's really surprised what all he did in their favor. The two things I think he did was the borders. Well, not so much that. He let the big spy Jonathan Pollard go from prison. He probably should have been executed.
And let him go.
He goes to Israel and he goes back and he talks.
Yes.
All the Israelis to go, all the students to go over there and spy in America.
Yes.
That's really, so I don't understand why. Now, you've got, like I said, you're down to the lesser two evils. And there's nobody else. I mean, there's other people I can think of that could probably do it, even.
Well, Trump has lost his luster. And I'm certain I'm not the only one. I felt for a long time only Trump could defeat Trump. He's doing a great job of it. And if I'm right about the assassinations that are going to take place, I mean, remember, Biden's not even going to be on the ticket. So in many ways, we have no idea how this is going to play out. I mean, I think the Israelis are going to go on an assassination rampage, and I think it has begun, and it's going to come here to America. Give me your final thoughts, John.
Well, you're right. You know, people would think, why can't somebody, well, if it was for America, this wouldn't happen. Why doesn't somebody go in from where? Americans, where we just infiltrate into Israel and assassinate people there. Maybe get to Netanyahu, anybody, small stuff. It doesn't seem like you can get in there. Yeah. If it wasn't for America, I think that would be very easy to do.
Yeah. I think Zelensky, by the way, he's no longer the legitimate president. I think he's on a target list. I don't expect him to have a long, healthy life. John, thank you for the call. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Wayne in Texas. Wayne, join the conversation.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Thanks a lot. And I'll just make a point here that when you look at a national poll, whether it's on Fox, whatever, the vast majority of people, which are going to be the voters, they're worried about feeding their families, inflation rates, the jobs and the economy overall, illegal immigration and the damage it's doing. Not all these nitpicky stuff that the anti-Trumpers keep bringing up. Those kind of items are never on the polls. And the people that are going to vote and elect the next president are worried about those things that are listed. Now, it comes down to either or, Trump or Biden. Trump did prove in the past his policies did work. And what's Biden given us? Well, if he gets reelected or whoever from the Democratic Party, it's going to be more illegals murdering and raping people. We're going to see more child mutilation. We're going to see more crime and criminals let back on the streets and on, trans people taking girls' spots on sport teams. It's going to be more nonsense times two, if not more.
Well,
than
listen,
that.
I agree that if we're the choice between Trump and Biden, you cannot have Biden. I just don't want us to have any illusions about Trump. But I'm not at all sure he's going to make it. I think they're going to come and assassinate our political leaders to create chaos right here in the USA. I really believe it, Wayne.
Well, I really believe that too, especially with the open borders that Biden and his friends gave us. But again, the voters aren't worried about Hillary being in jail and some of this other stuff. And you got to give Trump credit for what he did.
Remember, Wayne, I was a long time dedicated Trump guy. See, I'm just, you can't, how can I have any enthusiasm about someone who supports genocide? You know, I mean, that just doesn't cut it for me. I'm sorry, but I get it, Wayne. I get it. Go ahead.
Talking about genocide, how about if folks start worrying about the genocide right under our noses here in our country? Tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands of families now have lost family members to fentanyl and the stuff coming across the border.
I get it. Wayne, you brought it up. I think it's good. I'm glad you did. Good call. Cynthia in California, welcome back, Cynthia. Your latest thoughts?
Hey, Professor. I'm listening to these stories about large camps of military-aged men on federal lands. And guess what? Those are not federal lands. Those are state lands that the feds failed to render to the states when the states were formed. There is no enumerated power or right for a central government to maintain a national park or national grassland.
Cynthia, that's a nice point. But what do you think about the threat of assassinations coming here to America and creating chaos in our politics?
I'm much more worried about the mass murder of Americans by these people they brought in, and our leaders aren't worth their. They're not worth keeping anyway.
Cynthia, the more I thought about it, it's going to be a UN thing. That's how they're going to confuse the Americans. Biden may actually precipitate a situation where he calls on the UN for help, and all these people, hundreds of thousands, miraculously appear in their blue helmets, fully armed, to take control of America. That's how I see it playing out now. And it might be the assassination.
State of Louisiana just made the UN not welcome there, in the state of Louisiana. They're not welcome.
Cynthia, thanks. I don't think that's going to forestall anything, but I'm glad you mentioned it. Thank you. Tom in Florida. Tom, go ahead, Tom.
Jim, good day, everybody. That was a great call by Kathleen, and Wayne made a great call, too. I must say he made a great call. Let's not kid ourselves, Jim. You remember yesterday I was telling you about capital punishment, and I got some real good information for you all today. Well, listen to this, Jim. You know, yesterday I told you about this capital punishment. People should be hung. What about the guy who murdered Lakeland Riley in Georgia? What about her and Molly Tibbetts
Tom, we've talked about Lakeland Riley many times. What do you think about this threat of assassinations coming to America?
Well, Jim, that's what I want to tell you right now. Yes. And Catherine's point, Catherine needs to know this. Who runs the porno industry in Van Nuys, California? Who do you say? Who does she think runs the porno?
We know. It's the Jews. Yeah, it's the Jews.
Okay. Now, let's go to this, Jim. Okay, all over the news today, they're talking what happened in Jacksonville. They had a busted a ring of illegal aliens raping women and drugging them, okay?
Where?
Florida. Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Jacksonville, Florida. Yes. 45 of them, Jim. They have all their mud shots. And Jim, you got to hear me out. And everybody needs to hear me out. Do you know that the English networks will never show that? Only the Spanish networks will show you their pictures. The American networks, which you and me are, our people will not show those pictures. But the Spanish networks will show every one of the criminals that are here illegally. And I told you yesterday, Marco Rubio and Carlos Jimenez and all the Spanish, all the Cubans that are in South Florida, they want every one of them deported out of here. But the white gringos don't do shit, Jim. They're all a bunch of fake phonies. Now, you think about it. I'm telling you, 45 people got arrested in Jacksonville. They're illegally in our country.
Wow.
Jim. Okay.
I'm sure it'll be one of my stories tomorrow, Tom. I'm glad you brought it up.
I hope you look into what's happening in Jacksonville. And you need to know this. These Democrat Jews are the ones that are bringing these illegals in here. They're the ones that are all for
it. I know that.
Not one of those types could break ranks and say, you know what?
Tom, I don't want to cut you off. But I got James from North Carolina I want to bring in for the final minute. Go ahead. Tom, tomorrow. Call early. James in North Carolina, join.
Oh, good afternoon, Dr. Fetzer. I just, since we seem to be on a theme here, let me just throw one thing in first on the long list that Ray gave. One other broken promise. Trump promised several times during his campaign that he would end anchor babies. And he mentioned it at least twice that I know of after he was inaugurated. Never did it. So you could just add that to it.
I think we're talking about the greatest flim-flam man in American history. He outdoes P.T. Barnum by a wide margin, James. The trouble is, can he do any good? Even at his worst, I think Trump is better than Biden. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'd have to agree. If it comes down to that, I guess I will hold my nose and vote for Trump.
But I've done it twice before. Yeah, if they come in, so have I. If they come in and start assassinating everyone, I think Trump's going to be high on their list. RFK Jr., Biden's not going to be on the ticket in any case. I think we're looking forward to chaos, complete chaos, and maybe the occasion for summoning the UN and have this massive invading army put on their helmets, their blue helmets, and take the weapons the government has stockpiled for them, James. I see that coming.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, and I've anticipated it'll be a very, very bad summer. I don't think. I'm just wondering if they're going to even be able to hold the nominating conventions.
Yeah. I'm glad you called. Call tomorrow. Call early. I'll get you on. Meanwhile, everybody, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about. Treasure every precious moment. We do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN.
Thank you, Jim.
You got it, Julie.
Take care.
Uh-huh.